Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Scott Neal is in this morning. We're going to talk about Ability Baseball, the Ability Baseball League. And Scott, on a morning where it is cold and kind of frigid, you can't beat talking about baseball. Good morning. Good to have you here this morning.
Good morning. Thank you, sir. It's good to be here. And where else would you want to be than a radio station talking about
baseball.
Ability Baseball?
Yeah, exactly. Ability Baseball. It is it is coming to Fredericksburg Parks Recreation and Events, and that's what we're going to talk about, the Ability Baseball League. A lot of people may recognize you and your name from Challenger Baseball in Spotsylvania, and that up until now is what you have been doing this time of year.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so in the fall of 2006, I was one of the folks that helped establish Spotsylvania County Little League, and I was running the Challenger division of Little League since then. You know, we had our first season in the spring of 2007. Ran that for 19 years. Been thinking for a couple years, you know, something they need a little change.
Yeah.
So fortunately, I talked to some of my friends that are on the Sunshine Ballpark Foundation board of directors. I used to be on that. Then I stepped away because work got too busy. And I proposed to them, hey, I want to create a new league called Ability Baseball League and run it from the Sunshine Ballpark Foundation. And they said, we love that idea. So I got back on the board, verbally gave a proposal in October, followed up with a written proposal in November. They all unanimously voted, yep, that sounds great, and we made it happen.
Boy, to create a league like this has to be exciting for you. Like you say, if you were looking for a change with a Challenger Baseball is with Spotsylvania Little League, but this is a full-fledged division here you're
creating. Yes, a whole league. It's not a division within a larger organization like the Challenger Division of Spotsylvania County League, which was fantastic all those years. But this is a standalone league, Ability Baseball League. There are two divisions, junior and senior. Junior is ages 5 through 17, and seniors is 18 and above. And registration is going very well so far. Excited.
Well, let's talk about that because short term, if you want to get your children involved, your child involved with Ability Baseball League, there's a deadline here coming up.
There is the easiest way to register. If you go to abilitybaseballleague.com, no spaces, just abilitybaseballleague.com. You know, you can look at the website, scroll down, learn about the the foundation, learn about the league, learn about the history of how we got to where we did. But there's a link to sign up. It'll bring you to what's called Civic Rec, is which Fredericksburg Parks and Rec uses for registration for all their programs. You just have to create an account. The parent creates an account, then they add their child as a member of their account, and they pick whatever division they belong in, either junior or senior ability baseball, and you just go. There you go. And it actually, registration for the spring season closes February 14th, Valentine's Day this year. So
okay.
Instead of thinking about, going out on a date with your loved one, you need to get your child registered for Ability Baseball. And Ability Baseball, we haven't really talked about that. It's a league for, youth and adults with physical and developmental disabilities. So there you go.
And we're going to get into all that as we go along this morning. The thing is, as we talk about this, Scott, that just jumps out at me is how fortunate we are in this area to have a couple of options. You've got the Ability Baseball League or the Challenger Division with the Spotsylvania Little League. Those are nice options for families to have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's actually a third one. I believe there's the Rappahannock Miracle League. They're starting up this year.
Oh, okay.
So there's going to be three options. I'm fortunate. Our numbers over the last decade have been pretty high with this adaptive baseball. This past fall, we had about 85, you know, kids playing.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting close to those numbers. You know, I still have the email distribution list of all the people I've had for over the years, and I think a lot of them will come. If not, that's fine. They have options. So whatever works best for them is, you know, what they need to do.
And we were talking off air that as Ability Baseball League begins, the Challenger division remains with Spotsylvania Little League. So that's an option.
That's what
too.
I'm tracking. Yes. So, you know, they asked me, you know, hey, when I called in November and talked to the president, you know, said I was stepping down to create this new league, they said, hey, should we still have a Challenger division or send them your way? And, you know, said, absolutely. You should still have a Challenger division in the Little League. So folks have options,
which
is a good thing.
We'll take a quick break and come back. We'll talk about the history and how you got all this started and just how it has developed over the years. Scott Neal is here. Ability Baseball League is our focus. Again, February 14th is the deadline to sign up. You can do that at abilitybaseballleague.com, abilitybaseballleague.com. And a lot of good stuff to talk about as we talk about baseball on a chilly morning. Scott Neal here. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Scott Neal is in this morning. Ability Baseball League is our focus. AbilityBaseballLeague.com. is the website, and again, to sign up, Scott, you've got until February 14th for the spring league. There'll be a spring and a fall league, but for the spring league,
sir.
February 14th. Keep that in mind. So let's talk about Ability Baseball. And how did you get involved in all this? Back to the Challenger division days.
So my wife and I have four children. You know, three sons and. You know, I was fortunate enough to, you know, they all play baseball and other sports, and I coached them, you know, their entire, you know, when they were kids growing up. And then in the fall of 2004, our daughter was born, Allie, just the sweetest, most kind-hearted person in the entire world, just a beautiful person. And she's born, she has Down syndrome, trisomy 21. And in the summer of 2006, we were at a family's house, but it was a local like Down syndrome support group, just a bunch of people, you know, talking and sharing their experiences. And one of the parents was talking about, you know, Challenger baseball. And, you know, they used to live in Northern Virginia. And I said, what is that? And they told me. And I looked at my wife and said, Pam, we're going to start that in our area.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, we wanted to do that, you know, I wanted my daughter to have the opportunity to play a team sport. She was just two at the time, and she couldn't play until she was five. But, yeah, we got it started, and we started playing in spring of 07. She was, I think, then three at the time when we started playing. You know, anyway, I just wanted her and her friends and other awesome, you know, youth in the area that had special needs to have that opportunity to play a team sport. And, you know, baseball, what a great sport to play. It's America's pastime. So
with your background as having coached your sons and just being interested in the game, I mean, how perfect was this? I mean, you knew what you needed, and you knew how to get this thing going.
Yeah, that wasn't a problem. Yeah, I know, you know, I grew up, my dad was a teacher and a coach. I knew a lot of the coaches around. You know, I've coached myself in high school and my sons growing up. But what's nice about this adaptive baseball program and now Ability Baseball League, it provides children and even, you know, adults now, because we have a senior division, 18 and up. A lot of times, you know, those kids had to be on the one side of the fence watching their siblings play all the time. Now, this Ability Baseball League provides them an opportunity for them to play themselves, which is fantastic. It gives the parents an opportunity, maybe for 1 hour of respite, a week where they get to talk to other parents that are experiencing the same, going through the same trials and worries that they are. They get to talk. And also what's awesome is we get high school baseball players. The baseball, local baseball programs come out and support as buddies, and they pair up, you know, with the Ability Baseball League players and are with them the whole game. They help them hit, run bases, with them in the dugout, mainly just keep them safe. And I've been fortunate enough, and I've, knowing some of the coaches originally, but we get support from Cortland, Riverbend, Massaponix, and Chancellor High School. Those have been our buddies the last, I'd say, decade. And, those coaches and those high school kids that come out are just awesome.
I have seen, in the games that I've gone to with Challenger Baseball, and have seen the buddies. And I was saying to you before the show got started, I've seen both and heard from parents who have kids who play at Chancellor and Chancellor and Riverbend, and have heard about how it's for their own kids. It's just changed them, and they just love doing that.
It is, if you haven't had the opportunity to come out to a game, you really should.
You should.
I mean, not only are the players are there, they each have a buddy. We have all the coaches, volunteers. We have the players' parents, and a lot of time you have the buddies' parents there. I mean, we have well over 100, people at a baseball game. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and for the buddies to be able to be encouragers, to be coaches, to help, to help, and I think it probably gives them access and. Working with some kids that they might not normally work with.
Absolutely. A lot of times, I talk to the buddies and beforehand, especially if it's the first time they've been out. I tell them what to expect and, basically tell them, we wouldn't be able to play without you all. You guys make it happen. And, it's a wonderful opportunity because typically wouldn't have the opportunity in school, to be friends, to communicate
with
some of the
classes.
Especially children. They have different classes and separate classes. This provides the opportunity for those folks to meet, become friends. And I even talked to them. I said, listen, you're going to remember this one day. I'll talk to the buddies beforehand. One day, one of you young men are going to have a child with special needs. And I want you to think about this, and maybe you could start an adaptive program in your area.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
What a great thing. What a great thing to just get people thinking. Now the time, and I know there's somebody who works here whose son plays baseball at Chancellor, and she'll tell me on the weekends, we're going to this tournament or that tournament, but first, before we leave for that, he's helping out. He's going to be with the. He's going to be a buddy, and how he and his teammates look forward to doing that.
Yeah, I think back to the early days when all this started. Cortland High School, they actually came out every week. That was the only group of buddies, and that's all we needed because our numbers were low.
Yeah,
this is in the spring of 2007, and Coach Rick Holcomb, he was still the coach. He was my coach when I was at Cortland High School, but he was still the coach at Cortland High School. And I talked to him. He said, we'll be out there in our uniforms. And they came every single week. Then the next year, we grew. And Spotsylvania would come out every single week. So, we'd have local teams would battle each other, on a Friday night. And then come back the next morning are out there. And, that's all forgotten about. And they have one focus. And it's to be with the players playing.
Oh, and I can remember, Scott, a couple of times, instances where there would either be kids in wheelchairs or just kids that would hit the ball, and they're there, getting them, to first and to second, to third, when can you go home, and they were as excited as the kids were.
Absolutely.
and the families.
I've seen so many smiles over the year, not only on our players' faces and parents' faces, but the buddies themselves. They're fantastic. But what makes the league are the players. Mm-hmm. Again, those kids that haven't had the opportunity to play a team sport, and now they have their own league just for them.
Yeah.
And everybody needs to come out and watch it. It's awesome. Like I say, it
changes you to see it.
Absolutely. It makes you a better person. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Yeah. No, I'll tell people either now ability baseball or challenger baseball, or when Special Olympics plays basketball, go over to one of these. I've said to people, you got to go over to Chancellor High School. There's a Special Olympics basketball tournament today. The Y does them.
When I talk to the parents, you know, when we have our year end, you know, baseball party, and you know, give out trophies and go out to eat, every year I tell them, you know, after every season, I'm blessed. I have the most awesome kids in the whole area playing baseball on my team.
Yeah.
And of course, all the other teams. We typically have six teams, but yeah, we're blessed.
Yeah. No, I am, and I'm sure, it is, especially now, like you said, that you to be able to develop a league like this is going to be, I'm sure it's a challenge, but it's a lot of fun just to know, just to be able to open this up now to even more people.
It's a small challenge. You know, there's I've worked with great people, and like I said, all those awesome volunteers that basically have handpicked, that have been with me for over a decade. You know, they're all coming with me. We have retired Marines, we have retired Coast Guard, we have special ed teachers that currently work. Mm-hmm. We have folks in the professional community that don't even have a child that plays, that comes out, and they're handpicked. The coaches that are in the league are just the best of the best.
Well, and to be able to come, and like you say, just as the community, to come out on a Saturday morning and watch a game or two, it'll make you proud of the community.
But absolutely,
it'll also, like you say, just to see the excitement and the collaboration and just so many things. It's a great spot.
And I've talked to people. And I said, have you ever been to a baseball game where everybody cheers for everybody?
Right.
Right. It's something. It's a great experience.
I never thought of that. Because everybody's.
It's not competitive.
No.
Now, it's funny. Early on, my daughter, she had three older brothers, so she learns how to be competitive. But she likes to compete. You know, she likes to try to catch as many balls as she can. She wants to, you know, try to hit a home run. And she's a little competitive, but that's okay, too. Not a problem.
So I was going to ask you. So when dad's involved in something like this, she obviously likes it, even though she was pushed into it by dad. But this has been, it's been a fun sport for her, too.
It has. I wouldn't say pushed into it by dad.
Yeah.
But it was made available. And,
right.
I mean, she can – baseball, she absolutely loves baseball. Mm. She looks forward to it. She loves, you know, playing. She loves being with all of her friends. I mean, you come to one of our games, you know, if we have like 15 or 16 players, right, and there's 15 or 16 buddies in the dugouts, that's a lot of people, and it's just – it's the opportunity to talk and be another opportunity to be with her friends, and she absolutely loves it. Absolutely loves it, and she looks forward to trying to, you know, handpick her buddy. What's funny is, you know, she knows a couple of them over the years, and as those kids graduate from high school, that, you know, from whatever local high school, she has to find another buddy, and she'll send some of the coaches, she handpicks them, and you know, so the coach who, you know, runs the baseball program, the local high school, a lot of times she gets that person to be her buddy.
Oh, okay. So we didn't even talk about that. Just the friendships among the players that are made is another great byproduct of all of this.
Absolutely, I've seen long lasting friendships. So I'll go back. This might be the first year. This is the spring of 2007. There was this Cortland High School player. He was their ace pitcher. And he would come out, and he was a buddy with one of the players in the league. The kid was in a walker.
Yeah.
And they were tight. I mean, they were like this. And he was out every Saturday to be this kid's buddy. and I remember they were, this is at Cortland High School. It was the first or second round in a Battlefield District tournament. And this little, this kid that he, in the walker, came out and was at Cortland High School that night. And this, the high school kid was pitching. And he was one out away from pitching a perfect game. Not in just a no-hitter, but a perfect game.
Yeah.
That means no base runners, no errors, no base runners, no walks, no hits. And what in the last inning with two outs, a kid got a blooper. And I know the reason that kid performed so well pitching is because his player in the wheel, I never forget it. He was in a walker right behind the backstop, just cheering for him the whole time. I've never seen a high school player pitch like he did that night. And I know it was because his buddy was there.
What a great story.
Absolutely.
What a great story. AbilityBaseballLeague.com. Again, that's where you can go if you want to find out more information about getting involved with Ability Baseball and to sign up by the 14th.
Absolutely. And my email address is AbilityBaseballLeague@gmail.com. Of course, anybody can email me, reach out anytime. If you have any questions about the league, feel free to contact me anytime, and I'll get back with you.
Scott Neal is here. When we come back, we'll talk about we'll talk about Ability Field and the Sunshine Ballpark Foundation and that great organization. Much more to talk about with Scott. Again, it is Ability Baseball League, AbilityBaseballLeague.com. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Ability Baseball League this morning with Scott Neal. Great stuff. Great stuff. And again, if you don't know about it, go to AbilityBaseballLeague.com for information about the history and how to sign up. And again, Ability Baseball League, March 28th, opening day. And Ability Baseball League, this is all being run through Fredericksburg Parks and Rec. They've got to be excited about this too.
Absolutely. Again, we're running... Specifically, I'm on the Sunshine Ballpark Foundation Board of Directors. I'm running this Ability Baseball League from there in partnership, with the Fredericksburg Parks and Rec Department. we're teaming with them and using their infrastructure for player registration and coaches, background checks. So that's the partnership that we have with the Parks and Rec. That's what worried me the most when I wanted to start Ability Baseball League, how are we going to, the players registered. And the director of the Fredericksburg Parks and Rec is also on the Sunshine Ballpark Foundation board of directors. And I met her at the first meeting and we talked. And when they said, go forth and make this happen, I went down and met with her in person and we got it figured out. And it was seamless. I mean, they had the registration process up and running within hours.
Yeah,
and we I dry ran the registration process with my daughter, worked just fine, and we're doing well. We still have what, three plus weeks before registration closes, and we have 50 plus players registered already. So I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. How exciting. City Parks and Rec folks there are just terrific. I know a lot of people involved in have done things for years with the Sunshine Ballpark Foundation and Sunshine Baseball, and that's as a summer league has been a great thing. So just the partnership between
absolutely
Parks and Rec and Sunshine Baseball
it's all
Foundation.
About people.
Yeah.
People and partnerships and the volunteers that support the league, the volunteers in the community, the high schools that volunteer and come out. It's all about the people. The players that play in the league are just the best of the best. Like I told you earlier, I'm blessed. The greatest kids and young adults in the community play baseball.
Yeah.
In Ability Baseball League.
Yeah. So we've been talking about this in terms of kids. You've a few times mentioned when people age out, that there are options and opportunities as they get older.
Sure. So when I used to be in Little League, you know, we'd have the Challenger Division. And, you know, the kids would age out at 18. Then a couple years later, I talked to the president, and we created the Senior Challenger Division. So a lot of those young adults now who aged out got to come back and play in the senior division. And we're kind of keeping the same construct with Ability Baseball League. You know, we'll have, I'm not sure if I'd said this already, but we'll have two divisions, junior and senior. Yeah. Juniors are ages 5 to 17, and senior division is 18 and up. So what's nice is there's players that played back in 2007 that aged out and then came back when we opened up a senior division that are in their 30s and still playing. It's great
wow.
to see those folk, those now adults
yeah.
that were, you know, little kids back in the day.
And it gives them options, and they don't have to just play this till you get to be 17 and then you know good luck, go back behind the fence and keep
exactly.
watching. You can play.
They can keep going. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like my daughter, she's 21 now. She absolutely loves baseball. Spring and fall, she can't wait, you know, I guess, yeah. to be with her friends, to see those high school buddies, and she thinks the world of those high school players, and yeah, it's a good thing.
Well, and just the relationships that she builds with the buddies, like you mentioned, that she has people that she, you know, gets to know and wants to be buddies, and just to be able to hang around baseball players like that.
Absolutely, and I have nephews and, you know, my daughter's cousins, and her own brothers have been buddies because they went to high school at Cortland High School, and
yeah.
they were buddies when those baseball programs supported. So she's had her brothers, a couple of her brothers as buddies. She's had a couple cousins that are buddies that are now graduated, and she'll reach out to them and get them to hand pick a buddy from their high school. You know,
yeah.
so when they show up that day, I'll say, hey, coach, this person's been hand picked by my daughter,
yeah.
and that player, that kid will raise his hand. I say, all right, you're Allie's buddy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's great. And they just get big smiles on their faces. I love it. You
yeah.
can tell by the smile on my face.
Oh, I
love
guess.
Talking about it.
Now, that's what's fun talking about. Somebody, this has been fun talking with you just because of just your passion and involvement in this. Ability Field, for people who don't know, let's talk a little bit about that. That's over the Sunshine Ballpark.
Right.
Is a great facility. Two
it
fields
is.
There.
It is. It's, I don't know, approximately a $3.5 million baseball
yeah.
complex.
Off Wicklow Drive.
Yeah. yeah. So, again, the park opened in the spring of 12, but, you know, a couple years before that. So there's a Calrican Senior Foundation out of Baltimore. Calrican Jr. and his brother Billy created that foundation in honor of their father, Cal Sr., basically to use baseball and softball themed programs to get it at risk kids, right? To teach them how to be good citizens and whatnot. What made sense to bring, to build a field for the kids that played, you know, adaptive baseball, because they were at risk too. So I was asked to be on that Calrican Senior Foundation board to talk and go to different groups and talk and help raise money. So yeah, there was two baseball fields built. One of them's Ability Field, and that was specifically built for, you know, these kids and young adults to play on. It's AstroTurf. You know, the bases are sewn on. It's flat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wheelchair walker friendly. The dugouts are huge. You know, like I said, we have 15, 16 players on a team plus
yeah.
their buddies. You know, there's 30 some people in the dugout, and the fence is short, so some of our older kids can hit home runs, and so that's kind of, you know, that. So the Calrican Senior Foundation came to Fredericksburg, created a chapter. I'm not sure if chapter is the right word, but, you know, local businessmen and women were on the local Calrican Senior Foundation
mm-hmm.
to help raise that money, and once the park was built, a lot of those folks that were on the local Calrican Senior Foundation just moved over to be on the Sunshine Ballpark Foundation to run the day-to-day activities at the park. So that's kind of the history and the foundations involved. Like I said, you know, the Calvary Senior Foundation partnered with the Sunshine Lady Foundation. That's Doris Buffett's you know, organization. You know, local businessmen and businesswomen and in the community to raise the money to build that ballpark there in the city of Fredericksburg.
Wait, but to and now to have the have Ability League there and on that field, that's what to me is so exciting.
It is, and the name Ability Field. So this that was a I'm not going to say any names, but a mother of one of my players was also a wife of one of the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation board members. And we were trying to figure out what to name it, and she came up with Ability Field because people of all abilities can play on it. So that stuck, and it's been called that since mm-hmm. then, and that's why this new league is called what it is, Ability Baseball League, because kids of all abilities can play.
Well, and that's when I knew about Ability Field and saw the name of yours, I thought, boy, those that matches up too.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
To be able to do that. So the league games themselves will be starting March 28th will be on Saturdays.
Yes, sir. If we have the numbers that we normally do, if we're in the 80s or so,
yeah,
we'll have six teams. We'll have three different time slots. We'll play at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and 11 o'clock. Like I said, we'll play every Saturday starting March 28th through the first week of June, and then we do the same thing again in the fall, starting the first Saturday in September and going through the first Saturday in October. And then we practice on Wednesday evenings.
Oh, so, okay. I wondered. I was going to ask you about that.
Oh, yeah. We have a great time.
Practice. Yeah.
Practice is fun.
Yeah.
Practice. We have a blast.
Well, and like you say, I would think that for the parents and just the just family members to be able to cheer for their kids in that sense, or young adults. To be able to cheer like that is something that in some cases maybe they felt like they may never have that opportunity, and that's what Ability Baseball is giving them, that opportunity.
Absolutely. And you know, if you come to one of our games, both, you know, fences along first baseline and third baseline, there's just parents and family members and parents of buddies, parents of players, and just people that come and just, you know, it's just both sides of the fence are full with people leaning on the fence, you know, watching the games.
If you're like me and you want to take pictures for the radio station, you got to get there early you're right, because that field just packs up, and as soon as a game ends, they all leave and a whole new group comes.
But Ted, for you, you can come on the field and take pictures.
Okay, thank you. But it's a great scene. It's a great and it's loud. And I would think for a lot of those kids, it's to be able to have just to be able to have that kind of excitement, to have people out there watching them, it's got to be exciting.
Absolutely. And what I want to, you know, if there's some parents listening and they're a little apprehensive about signing their child up, I've seen I can't even count how many kids I've seen transform. You know, parents who thought their child that has, you know, physical or developmental disability, they're worried about, I'll say, turning them over to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, them not being, having the child and watching them 100% of the time, but turning them over to us and let, you know, our volunteers coach them, teach them. Mm-hmm. I've seen kids that used to, you know, would, you know, run to their mom or dad. Then they get more interested. You know, shoot, then they just want to be with their buddy and don't even want to go with mom or dad. But what, you know, what makes it great, like I said earlier, are the players. Those are the best kids in the whole area. And the volunteers in the league. You know, I don't even remember the last time I may have had one new coach this past fall, but all those coaches, I mean, there's probably 15 to 18 of them. We've been together for over a decade.
They keep coming back.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the players, those volunteers, and the high school buddies, I mean, it's the people that's what's important, and that's what makes the league successful.
Well, and Scott, I'm glad you mentioned that because I guess that I hadn't thought of that, but that is a case with some kids, with all kids, a lot of times can be very shy, and you wonder how are they going to do in this situation, and to be able to see that transformation.
Absolutely, and you know, we've had kids, and you know, still kids, you know, that you know, like to run, but you know, the buddies, they'll run around, chase them, pick them up, put them over their shoulder, hold their hands, comfort them. I can't explain how well those high school baseball players do. You see, you know, you can go to a high school baseball game and see how competitive they are.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm using this in a competitive hatred towards the other team, but heck, when they're out there,
everybody's friends.
Oh yeah, they're fantastic. Those high school baseball players that come out are amazing.
Oh, I had that, and that was the thing that stood out to me, the buddies. Just watching them and the joy that they had in helping the, you know, who they were with.
Yeah, and you know us coaches and players, you know, we just come and go to our game, it's an hour long, then we leave. Those buddies, when they volunteer, you know, they show up, you know, 8:30, 8:45. And they're there until noon. They do all three games.
Yeah.
And you know, they'll be buddies for one game. The dugouts will clear out. New teams come in. They pair up again, and you do that three different times. I mean, they are dedicated to volunteer their time, and I can't say enough about how awesome those high school players are.
No, and when you realize, in a lot of ways, either they had, you know, the night before had a game or had practice, or even later that day might have a game, that they're fitting that in, but doing it with the wanting to do it, and doing it with joy.
Absolutely.
So and that it's like you said, there are so many components of things that make ability baseball work, and everybody works together.
Yes, sir. And like I said, it's when you have, I'm blessed. I have some of the greatest volunteers in the area that have been with me a long time. They're, you know, they make it easy. I can trust them. They know expectations. Yeah. They've been doing it for years and years and years. I don't have to sit and stay there all three games to make sure things, you know, are executed and ran like I want them to. They just do that. I mean, they could just take over my job and everything would just still keep running. You keep the same volunteers, but yeah. But the volunteers that, you know, those adults that volunteer, they're special people and have a special place in my heart.
I think I know the answer to this, but do you still need more volunteers for this season?
No, Ted, because like I said, those volunteers that have been with me for years are so loyal.
Yeah.
You know, when I told them I was stepping down from Little League and creating this, you know, we have a text string with all the coaches on it that I used to call it Challenger Baseball Coaches. And I told them, you know, I was stepping down and creating this new league. You know, I'd love to have you come with me. You know, every single one of them said, we're coming with you. So now I just changed the group name to Ability Baseball League Coaches. Yeah. And it's still the same text string. So, yeah, they're fantastic. And we have four teams already that are scheduled to be buddies. You know, I'm going to reach out to a couple other local high school baseball programs. There's a few dates in May that I need covered, but you know, March, all of April, and the first week of May are already covered with high school players. So I have a little work to do. Those are the volunteers I need, are more high school programs to support the few weeks in May that I have, which is sometimes difficult because school ends so early now,
right?
And the baseball seasons get over. But we play, you know, through the end of May, and if we have a makeup game to June. So, you know, kids have graduated. Yeah. So I'll reach out and said, you know, hey, coach, or whatever the coach, you know, can you maybe shoot a text to your players? And I know school's out, season's over, but, you know, if any of them could come out. And they do. I mean, that's a, you know, a testament to those kids. You know, some of them have graduated. High school baseball's over. but they'll still come out at the end of the season. I may have kids, players from several different high school teams come out and are still helping even though their season and school's over.
Mm. Great stories. AbilityBaseballLeague.com. That'll give you all the information and information on signing up. February 14th, the deadline to sign up for the spring season. AbilityBaseballLeague.com. Scott Neal here. We'll conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Wow, what a great show. Ability Baseball League. Scott Neal. Scott, it's been great to meet you, and we're going to do many more on this. This is, you're awesome. This is just... This is so good. AbilityBaseballLeague.com. March 28th is when the season starts, but you got to sign up by the 14th.
Yes, sir. Because
February 14th.
Once the registration ends, and people think, well, why can't you just keep registration open until you start the season? Once I get the registration closes, I'll get a spreadsheet with all the players. I have to make teams, order uniforms. That takes time. I need to give my uniform vendor enough time to get those made. So that's why, approximately a month and a half prior to the start of the season is when registration ends, to give us time to get all the uniforms and teams made and equipment bought. When I was with the previous organization, I just had bags of equipment. But, I've got to go ahead and purchase new bags of equipment, right? All that other stuff had to be turned in. New league, new uniforms, new bags of equipment. So I have to buy equipment. Based on how many teams you're going to have, I need that many bags of equipment. So that's kind of why, February 14th, that's the deadline to register for this spring.
Well, this is exciting for this area, like we said earlier. This is there are a number of options, whether it's Ability Baseball or Challenger, and you said there was another group that I hadn't heard of. So there are options here.
Absolutely.
That people can do. But Ability Baseball League, kudos to the Sunshine Ballpark Foundation and for Fredericksburg Parks and Rec. This is an exciting day. This is really exciting.
It is. We're good teammates. Earlier when we were talking, we made it happen quickly.
Yeah.
Got the registration up and running in a matter of hours. And, there's a memorandum of understanding is in the works and in for signature between the Central Ballpark Foundation and the Fredericksburg Parks and Rec. So it's happening. It's real. And I'm excited.
Yeah. No, I can tell. I can tell that you're ready. March 28th can't come too soon. And for your daughter, I can't wait to meet your daughter someday. She sounds fun.
She is. She is. I always say she's like the most. Well, she's absolutely gorgeous. She's beautiful, not only on the outside but on the inside. She's the kindest, most kind-hearted, touching, sensitive, caring person in the entire world. And my wife Pam and I, a high school sweetheart. We have her as our daughter, and we're blessed.
Well. It's been great to get to know you, Scott, and I look forward to doing many more things and to see games and the baseball players in this area that are going to be buddies for Ability Baseball League don't know what they're the great thing they're getting involved with.
Absolutely, I'm looking forward to it.
Ability, go ahead.
Oh no, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to come here and talk with you, and AbilityBaseballLeague@gmail.com. If someone wants to reach out to me, be more than happy. Reach out to me via email if we need to talk. I can give you my phone number and we can talk and I can answer any questions or concerns you have and we'll go from there.
AbilityBaseballLeague.com to sign up and to find out more. Scott Neal, thank you so much. Can't wait to do much more with you this spring and summer. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
That's it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.